We've heard Sarah Ventry report on the community in Short Creek over the last several weeks, and she joins me in studio now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Steve.
So you've reported on a lot of changes in Short Creek. What's next for the community?
Well, if you remember the first story in this series, it was about the very significant mayoral and city council election in Hilldale, which is on the Utah side of the community. Now, that election wound up being historic, and for the first time ever, three of the city councilors who were elected are non-FLDS. The mayor-elect is also, she's ex-FLDS and is a woman, so she's going to be the first woman to be mayor of either Colorado City or Hilldale. They are going to take office in January, on January 8th, and I had heard rumors from some that if any non-FLDS candidates were elected, the FLDS who are in office would leave their posts. Now, I should be clear, I asked the current mayor of Hilldale about that. He is FLDS, and he said he hadn't heard that at all, so it really is just a rumor. And so far, there's no reason to believe that the transition won't be smooth. But watching how the city councilors interact with one another is going to be really interesting. You know, FLDS church members are not supposed to speak to those who have left or were kicked out of the church. And starting in January, there's going to be a council comprised of both church and non-church members, so there definitely could be some tension.
Now, those are just some of the changes. What about changes that are coming besides the new mayor and city council?
Well, there's been a lot of change related to housing. So basically, at one time, the land in the community, it was communal, and it was owned by the financial arm of the church. Now, the land is being subdivided, and people have the opportunity to buy their own home and parcel of land. This makes a really huge difference for a lot of things. So, for example, if you lived on a large piece of land with three other people and two of them weren't paying their taxes, that whole piece of land is affected because the taxes aren't paid up for that whole piece. But if the area is subdivided into smaller parcels, you're only responsible for yourself. So the land was subdivided in Hilldale first, and then just a couple of months, in the last couple of months, was divided for Colorado City. And this, like lots of things in the community, is even further complicated by religion. So FLDS members have been evicted from their homes in some cases because they refuse to pay an occupancy fee to live in the houses. When this happens, it means that there are fewer FLDS people in the community, which then affects the demographics, the elections, the politics, lots of things. And even just within the last hour, actually, Lyle Jeffs, who was the bishop of the community, was sentenced to almost 5 years in the food stamp fraud case and escaping from confinement.
That is big news. But what about on a more day-to-day level? Are there things that people in the community want to see change?
There are some serious infrastructure issues that need to be looked at. There is a part of the community on the Arizona side that does not even have safe drinking water. There are some people who think that the streets are in need of repair. And then people also have a lot of just aspirations for ways to improve things economically going forward. Industry in Short Creek is really limited. And a number of people told me that they want to take advantage of its location, which is not too far from a lot of the Southern Utah parks. And of course, the Grand Canyon. There's a sense also that there is an opportunity for tourism, so around these outdoor spaces, and even, you know, potentially an opportunity to capitalize on the unique history of the area and drawing in tourists who may not otherwise come up that way. And I should clarify, too, that the people who are telling me these things are all not FLDS.
And Sarah, to close, you spent a fair amount of time in Short Creek. It's a place that people have a lot of ideas about. Not many people go and visit. What was the biggest surprise for you about the community?
Honestly, it's how open so many people were. I am embarrassed now to say that I was pretty nervous the first couple of times I went up there. I had no idea what to expect. But really, I found a small town with admittedly a very specific history, but generally a small town where people were much more open to talk with me and share their stories than I expected. There are definitely still reminders all around that the town is home to the FLDS church. There are still buildings with high walls around them and really big houses. But there are also little restaurants and coffee shops and kids walking to and from school and exactly the kinds of things you'd expect in any rural community.
KJZZ Sarah Ventry. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Steve.
You can hear all these stories in Sarah's series Short Creek Beyond FLDS, as well as see photos and hear voices from around the community by visiting KJZZ.org/Short Creek.